The National Ski Areas Association says there were 13.3 million skier and snowboarder visits at New England ski resorts this winter. The Vermont Ski Areas Association will not release official numbers until its annual meeting on June 3rd. Spokesperson Sarah Neath explains that the association is still receiving reports from across the state, but the just completed ski season easily outpaces the previous winter.
From the news that I'm hearing, like I said, we've gotten some end-of-season reports. We're hearing a lot of double-digit increases in percentage of skier visits. So I think everybody benefited from a good season.
Neath says it wasn't just heavy natural snowfall that helped boost resorts' business.
I think people felt a little gypped last year, and so they were really excited to get out to the slopes as early as possible. We had really well-timed snowfall. Christmas and New Year's, Martin Luther King weekend, President's Week. And then we had the extra boost of tons of snow in March and April, which really helped.
The snow that we got came at very, very opportune times.
Bill Stenger is president of Jay Peak Ski Resort in far northern Vermont.
For the vast majority of areas in New England, having a strong year this year was pretty damned important. The second half of the ski season throughout New England was especially strong. And so there were a number of reasons that we saw the resorts do well. Part of it was the volume of snow, but the timing of the storms and the snow could not have been better.
The Olympic Regional Development Authority, ORDA, manages three ski areas in New York, Whiteface Gore and Bel Air Mountains. Spokesman John Lundeen says visitor numbers were up substantially at all of the resorts. He says Whiteface parallels the regional report, with visits up about 20%.
Whiteface in particular got off to a strong start. We actually opened the Friday before Thanksgiving, which was our earliest opening since 2003, and then we stayed open a week beyond our closing date. So we had a good, strong year, and not only us, but I think the entire Lake Placid community, and also in Pine Hill, where Bel Air is, and North Creek, where Gore Mountain is situated, the other two mountains that we operate for ORDA. The communities needed a strong winter year.
The additional revenue should help ski resorts recover from losses in 2012. And Bill Stenger explains, prepare for future seasons.
Most ski areas will be enhancing snowmaking as much as they can because the snowmaking technology is changing. Energy efficiency is becoming critically important. A ski resort's ability to recover from weather adversity is more important than ever. So I would expect that most resorts of substance will take some of the success from this past year and reinvest it in snowmaking improvements and technology enhancements.
One Vermont ski area is still open for spring skiing. Killington will have intermediate and advanced trails open weekends only through June 2nd if the snow lasts that long. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.